All right, today we are about to start our first ride on a 2026 Street Glide Limited. I'm here in Georgia at Jekyll Island. That's where today's ride is going to start. We rode from Charleston, South Carolina to here yesterday, and I rode a Road Glide Limited. So if you want to check out that video, check the description below. There'll be a link to it probably. And today we're going to do the Street Glide. Now, I'm pretty familiar with Street Glide as I have a 2024. So a lot of things here are the same for me, but some things are different. Of course, this is stock configuration, stock bars. I have taller bars on my bike. This got a nice Grand Tour pack trunk that we've already got loaded down. It's also got the 117 BVT engine. So there's a difference there for me. And I don't know that there's a lot of other differences other than fairing and lowers. I mean, the fairing's the same, but the windshield is different on the fairing, and I've got lowers. So I'm going to check out this new windshield that came on the Limited, see what I think of it compared to the stock Street Glide windshield. And we'll talk about how well the lowers do this morning. We've got a bunch of fog this morning, a bunch of moisture in the air. So we'll see if they protect me, and we'll see how good the fog lights work in the fog. So let's get on the road. I did not use the heated grips or seat on the Street Glide Limited because it was warm enough. I simply did not need to. I did test them out the day before on the Road Glide Limited. And I have heated grips on my 2024 Street Glide. And these work the same way, which is nice, because you have an indicator on the display indicating if they are on and at what heat level they're running at. I also think they work much better and heat more consistently across the grip than the Harley-Davidson grips on my 2016 Street Glide, which I felt were harder to regulate the heat on. I also have a Harley-Davidson heated sundowner seat for my 2024 that I reviewed, and I have to say the controls for the new factory heated seat for the Limited is better and integrated into the display as well to show you if the driver or passenger is active and on what heat level, which is nice. I feel like the heat regulates better as well with this new heated seat. There are also two built-in heated gear plugs available in the new Limited, which my 2024 has, and I've become a fan of the Harley-Davidson heated gear as I do ride year-round. The weather has been a little bipolar here recently, with records hitting in the 90s one day and freezing temperatures just 2 days later. Having heated gear allows you some versatility on what to pack and options. You can choose to not run the heated gear, but if the weather turns worse, you simply plug it in and crank it up, and that gear becomes much more versatile. All right, guys, we just did about 80 miles on this, our first leg. We're stopping for lunch out here, Amelia Island and stuff. But on the Street Glide, I had the same problem with the factory windshield as I did on the Road Glide. I'm pretty much right looking through the top of it. I got to kind of slouch down to get under it or sit up real straight to get over it. So it's just not ideal for me for my height. Seat's great. Everything about the Street Glide is great. You guys, if you watch the channel, know I'm a Street Glide guy. I love the Street Glide. So, you know, I'm back home. Of course, factory bars are not my favorite. I'd like them to be a little higher, but, you know, I'm getting by. It's not killing me. It's just, you know, it is what it is. And if, for people who don't know, everybody complains about the factory bars, but there's actually, like, regulations that limit how high the bars can be from the seat in certain states. And Harley has to manufacture these to be compliant in all states. They can't be making special models for one state versus the other. So that's why they're so low. And that's why the dealers can change them, because they're not the manufacturer. But as a manufacturer, they have to abide by that. So you want to know how to get around that on the Road Glide? Lay those bars way back and make it comply. And then when they get to the dealership, the dealer can rotate them back up where we want them. Yeah, that's a little trick that's going on there. I got to, you know, that's one of the cool things about getting to hang out with Harley-Davidson. Get to learn some of things, understand why they do some of the things they do. We all just think they're idiots, but we just don't know everything they know. I mean, it's not that they don't want to do some of these things, but they are, of course, limited by EPA and a bunch of other government BS. So if your state has handlebar regulations, you need to work on that so they can make the bikes the way we want them. All right, we're gonna go get some lunch and we'll get back on there. Who do we got back there? Oh, look, man. Hey, that's the OG. Say hi, Ryan.
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
Law-abiding biker, man. I got a lot of footage of him riding. There's even a shot on Instagram of him pulling a wheelie on these Limiteds. Oh, so you ought to go check it out. He was getting with it yesterday. We're having a good time.
Yeah, it's nice. The weather's nice now.
Yeah, I was just telling him about why the Street Glides have lower handlebars and why Harley can't do anything about that because of the regulations in certain states.
Yeah, right. True.
People complain about it, but we just don't know.
Yep. Yeah, true. Good info. All right,
we're going to go eat. We'll be back. Now, a few people commented in the Road Glide Limited test ride that I looked like I was closer to the tank. And I do feel like this seat probably puts me a little closer to the bars and the dash. But it's not bad. And it definitely, raising me up, takes the bend and the pain out of my hips. I feel like the ergonomics are better overall than on the Street Glide or Road Glide thanks to the new seat. Obviously, I prefer a little taller bar than the stock handlebars. You guys have heard me make that comment more than once. But overall, I would give the ergonomics on the Street Glide Limited a B. The handlebar height was the only issue I felt like could be changed in a way that made them more comfortable for myself. Now, when we talk about ride, the new suspension is great. Twin emulsion shocks on the rear and retuned suspension in the front really makes this bike smooth, it's nimble. I just like the Street Glide. Maybe it's a personal preference, but I feel like I am more nimble and I have better control of this bike than I do the Road Glide. It's an important thing to remember with any new motorcycle. Set your sag and set your suspension for your loadout. Luckily, these new models do have an adjuster on the outside that allows you to account for up to 100 pounds of additional gear or passenger weight. So set your sag on your suspension based on your typical riding weight. And then if you have to throw somebody on the back for some reason, or you suddenly have to pack something extra, you can simply adjust it with the adjuster on the outside. Hey guys, I want to take a minute and thank today's sponsor. That is the Factory Match. Now, if you're not familiar with thefactorymatch.com, they make factory colored, painted to match parts like fenders, fairings, trim. They make all kinds of color matched painted parts for your touring bikes and other models of Harley Davidson and Indian. Now, what I'm most familiar with is their stuff for the baggers. I got that little headlight trim underneath the headlight from them. I also now have just done an inner fairing. I got a clockwork slicer fender from them in white onyx pearl. It looks great. We also redid that radiator cover. And I got some more stuff coming. They even sell Clockwork's products like the purple windshield I got. And I got some handguards coming. So if you want the best in paint-matched parts, check out thefactorymatch.com. Use my code in the description down below to save 5% on your next order. And if you're not familiar with who the Factory Match is, Josh runs the business. He's got a couple guys working for him. Everything's painted right here in the United States. So you're supporting a local business, small business. Great guys. And I want to thank them again for partnering with our channel and bringing a discount to my viewers. All right, this is our gas stop after lunch. We're probably 160 or something miles in like that, maybe 150. We got about, I think, 70 to go. We're, north of St. Augustine. We've left Amelia Island. We're heading on south into Daytona Beach and stuff. But the Street Glide Limited, I mean, if, like I said, different bars. It's my jam. I love the Street Glide. Of course, little things, I mean, it'd be nice if that was color matched, but they don't do that on anything. But I think, like, you know, CVOs maybe get it, but that's it. But the Limiteds do have a painted inner fairing, which is nice. Been testing the audio, 90 mile an hour. I can hear it just fine. Is it as good as the Stage 2? I talked to the mechanical guys, engineers and stuff, and he said he thought this was just a hair underneath the Stage 2. It's like a... It's a little better than the Street Glide and Road Glide speakers, but not as good as the Stage 2 or Stage 3 audio from Rockford Fosgate. You know, if you want loud music, this isn't it, but if you just want to be able to hear your music at 90 mile an hour, you can definitely do that no problems. With 4 6.5-inch speakers in this thing, you can hear it all day. I'm running an open face helmet, so I'm feeling the wind, getting some of the wind, you know, all that stuff, and I can still hear the music just fine. Ride's great. Suspension on the Limiteds have all been retuned, and they've got new rear suspension. They've got that adjustment knob on the left side back there by the passenger foot peg for adjusting your preload and your gear, that kind of stuff. So the ride is great. I mean, I haven't got a chance to peg this one like I did the Road Glide. Road Glide pegged out at like 112. This should peg out at, I'm guessing, 107, unless they've changed something. But I've had it up upper 90s on the interstate, and it was rock solid. Felt good, stable. Love the Signature Series headlight on the Street Glide. I just wish it was brighter. I haven't got to ride this at night, but I will down here at Daytona. So we'll talk about that later in the video. I think I'll be trying to keep this bike for the next few days so I can get a little more riding time on it, take it out on the beach, do more stuff with it. And so we're getting ready to get back on the road, and we'll talk some more after I get to Daytona. Let's talk about the VVT for a second. There's not a lot of differences in the powertrain other than that compared to my 2024 or the existing Street Glides and Road Glides. I do feel like the VVT does have a little broader power range, and what that accounts for in real world means you may not need to shift down or up as much. You may be able to stay in the same gear, which is really nice if you're in traffic in town, or if you got to pull out to pass someone, you're probably not going to have to shift down. And if you need to stay in a little longer to get around them, you're not necessarily going to have to shift up to keep having that power available for passing. When I got my 2016 Street Glide with the 103 Twin Cam, I really felt like I needed to do at least a stage one. Otherwise, I had to downshift when I wanted to get out and pass somebody in a hurry. These new motorcycles, that's not a problem. Stage one is great, but it's not required. These bikes have plenty of power and torque right from the factory. When the VVT first came out, I asked Harley-Davidson if there were going to be stage kits for it, and they said yes. So just because it's VVT doesn't mean you can't upgrade this or do a stage one. Professional Monkey's actually already done a stage one on his new 2026 CVO VVT with the 121. Professional Monkey even reported that he was told by a dealer that you could actually delete the VVT if you don't want it. So I think that's something to think about and consider. But if you really want to do performance upgrades, a VVT engine might not be the thing you want to do. But if you really don't want to have to do upgrades, the VVT is just fine. All right, we are in Daytona. You will hear bikes and rolling bys and stereos blasting. We finished this a little over 200 miles today. So I did 200 miles on a Road Glide Limited yesterday, 200 miles on a Street Glide Limited today. We're going to talk more about that stuff in a minute, but we just got to the motel. I'm going to find a bathroom, get checked in, unpack my bags, all that kind of stuff. We'll talk about the ride, the experience on the new Limited, what I think of them. All right, guys, it's my last day on the 2026 Limited. We're not going to do a lot of riding today. Yesterday, I visited a bunch of vendors, and I got to cruise around downtown, really kind of drive it in the city traffic. Again, the center cooling does good. I mean, it was a warm day yesterday. Got up in the 80s here. I know that's not like 100 degree temperatures yet, but never saw the bike get too hot, never felt uncomfortable. It did really well for the heat and stuff. That center cooling's working great. And of course, I love the Street Glide, need different bars. The windshield is just not quite right for me, but that's not a big deal either. But otherwise, the bike has performed well. And I mean, this is bigger and heavier than my Street Glide, but it's really not noticeable to me. I didn't feel like this bike was a lot heavier. They shaved weight off all the new Limiteds. Street Glide, I think, got like 20 pounds off of it. I'll throw that up on the screen here if I don't have my specs in front of me. But I really enjoyed riding this bike, and I definitely think if I was gonna decide to spend a summer going cross country or something like that, a Limited would be the bike I would be picking to do it on. Really, really nice bike. A lot of ways to pack stuff on here. We got storage in the lowers. We've got a luggage rack on the trunk. Got storage, you know. I know the Grand Tour Pack's not quite as big as a King Tour Pack, but it's doing the job. And then, you know, I mean, I just think I could pack everything on it without a big deal, especially with the Tour Pack bag to go on the luggage rack. All right, guys, I am back from Daytona, and I have rode the Road Glide Limited for a little over 200 miles, rode the Street Glide Limited for a little over 200 miles, closer to 250, a little more time on that, but most of it was in town. And again, everybody always wants to know Street Glide versus Road Glide. I think they're virtually the same bikes other than the fairing and the handlebars. So again, I think the Road Glide probably wins for ergonomics if you like that. But more important to me is the look and the feel of the cockpit. Now, I'm a Street Glide fan. There's nothing wrong with the Road Glide. If you're doing nothing but crushing miles on the interstate, I can see where the Road Glide has an advantage. I do think with the fixed fairing, you may get a little less shake in the handlebars that you get from the Street Glide. And so if that's your thing, that's definitely something you want to consider. But if you're not trying to do 112 mile an hour all the time, and you're not running the interstates all the time, then the Street Glide is a great bike, and I don't feel like the Road Glide has any advantage. Obviously, if you don't like the Road Glide, you can still do everything on the Street Glide that you can do on the Road Glide. You can tour and run down the highway. I ran 90 plus mile an hour on the interstates, and I had no issues with stability or aerodynamics with the Street Glide. So I think, again, it's a matter of personal preference. All right, guys, so leave me a comment down below. Let me know, if you were going out and getting a new Limited today, would it be a Street Glide Limited or would it be a Road Glide Limited? chrome or black trim? Which color is your favorite? I want to hear from you down below. Again, thank you guys for watching this video, and thank Harley Davidson for inviting me out on the press ride so I can make this great content for you guys. Hope you all stay safe, keep on riding, and we'll see you in the next one.